Omnitrope Vials for HGH Injection, a production of the Conscious Evolution Institute and HGH.TV. What is Omnitrope 5.8 mg? Omnitrope 5.8 mg is the most common form of Omnitrope recombinant human growth hormone intended for direct injection. Omnitrope can also be delivered via subcutaneous pen. Once reconstituted, Omnitrope 5.8 mg can be used daily either until the product is consumed or the product has reached its expiration date of 3 weeks. Omnitrope is completely identical to the natural human growth hormone produced by your body and is used for the treatment of HGH deficiency. Omnitrope is one of the tools at our disposal to treat adult-onset human growth hormone deficiency. How often do I inject Omnitrope? Your individual plan may differ slightly, but usually Omnitrope 5.8 mg is delivered once daily in order to restore optimal and youthful hormone balance. Are Omnitrope vials safe? Omnitrope, like all other approved forms of bioidentical HGH treatment, is highly tested for efficacy and has a very strong safety record among patients with a diagnosed clinical need. Some minor side effects may occur, including swelling or irritation around the injection site, but most major side effects stem from abuse or misuse of the product. How to buy Omnitrope vials? If you're interested in Omnitrope human growth hormone injections, the Conscious Evolution Institute is a trusted and licensed medical clinic which can both determine your need for HGH treatment and deliver the medication directly to your home. Omnitrope pen versus vials. Omnitrope is also available in the form of a 5 mg and 10 mg pen. Omnitrope pens are intended to simplify the process and make it simple to deliver the correct dose quickly and accurately. Omnitrope vials are cheaper, but you may be more comfortable with a more simplified delivery device. Talk to our health and wellness professionals about other pros and cons. Omnitrope vial prices. The Conscious Evolution Institute provides quality hormone replacement therapy care for affordable and competitive prices. If you're interested in the cost of Omnitrope, we encourage you to contact us via our website or by phone in order to discuss our Omnitrope prices and payment plans. Omnitrope recommended dosages. Adult onset human growth hormone deficiency. At the start of therapy, maximum 0.04 mg per kilogram per week administered daily can be increased over time to a maximum of 0.08 mg per kilogram per week, with increased dosage every 1 to 2 months. Idiopathic short stature. Maximum 0.47 mg per kilogram per week, delivered 6 to 7 times per week. Turner syndrome. 0.33 mg per kilogram per week, delivered 6 to 7 times per week. Undersized for gestational age. Maximum 0.48 mg per kilogram per week, 6 to 7 times per week. Prader-Willi syndrome. 0.24 mg per kilogram per week, delivered 6 to 7 times weekly. Childhood human growth hormone deficiency. Minimum 0.16, maximum 0.24 mg per kilogram per week, delivered 6 to 7 times per week. What do I need to inject Omnitrope HGH? In order to inject Omnitrope human growth hormone, you'll need the following tools. Disposable, sterilized 3 mL needle and syringe in order to draw diluent for Omnitrope. Disposable, sterilized 1 mL needle and syringe in order to administer the Omnitrope brand HGH injection. Reconstitution, bacteriostatic diluent, vial of liquid used to restore lyophilized Omnitrope, your vial of Omnitrope 5.8 mg, and 2 swabs treated with alcohol. How to reconstitute Omnitrope HGH? Step 1. Before beginning the Omnitrope injection process, clean your hands thoroughly with soap and hot water. Also, ensure that the injection staging area you choose is clean and sterilized as well. 2. Take the 2 vials and take off their protective seals. Take your first alcohol swab and disinfect both vials, the vial with the diluent and the vial with the lyophilized Omnitrope. Step 3. Take the 3 mL needle and syringe and put it together. Draw the air out of the syringe and insert the syringe into the vial of diluent. Inject the air into the vial, flip the vial, and draw the entirety of the bacteriostatic diluent into the syringe, then draw out the needle. 4. Next, take that syringe and pierce the container which contains the powdered Omnitrope. Very carefully release all of the diluent into the second vial. It is important to allow the fluid to roll down the wall of the glass, as this prevents the reconstituted product from foaming. Draw out the needle and throw it away responsibly. 5. Take the vial and agitate it slightly. It is important not to shake the solution, however. With enough agitation, the product should appear completely clear. Do not use the product until and unless the reconstituted humotrope is clear. How to store Omnitrope HGH? After the Omnitrope human growth hormone has been reconstituted, you have 3 weeks to use the product. Once reconstituted, store under refrigeration between 36 degrees and 46 degrees Fahrenheit. Before every injection, it is necessary to remix the HGH medication to ensure that it is properly reconstituted. Upon removal, the reconstituted Omnitrope should be free of particles and clear. If the medication does not pass this visual test, no longer administer treatment from the vial and throw it away. Where are the best locations to inject Omnitrope? An important aspect of Omnitrope injection to think about before you take the steps to administer the medication is that you must rotate the injection site with every administration. Don't inject the same location twice in a single week, and make sure that you inject a minimum of 0.5 inches from the previous shot. Best spots for subcutaneous injection of Omnitrope: abdomen, buttocks, thigh, and other areas with sufficient fat between muscle and skin. Areas to avoid Omnitrope injection: waistline, proximity of the navel, and any area of bruised, infected, or damaged skin. How to inject Omnitrope HGH? The following are instructions regarding how to self-administer an Omnitrope human growth hormone shot. These instructions are informational and for reference, and you should only inject Omnitrope human growth hormone injections after you have been appropriately shown how by a medical professional. If you have any queries regarding the injection of Omnitrope HGH, contact your physician. How to measure an appropriate dose of Omnitrope 5.8 mg per injection. Clean the area of your skin where you intend to inject the Omnitrope with the second alcohol swab. Before injection, allow the alcohol to dry naturally. Take your 1 milliliter needle and syringe and pierce the reconstituted vial of Omnitrope. Flip both the syringe and the vial, facing needle upwards. After the vial is turned, make sure that the tip of the needle is fully submerged in the Omnitrope. Draw the appropriate dose slowly into the syringe so that it contains exactly the dose of Omnitrope that you intend to inject. With the needle still pointed upward, draw the syringe from the stopper and inspect the syringe to ensure no air bubbles are trapped. If air bubbles are trapped, draw the plunger out a bit, then softly agitate the syringe with your fingertips to free the bubbles from the wall of the syringe. After all air bubbles are collected at the tip of the needle, press down on the plunger until the bubbles are fully eliminated. How to deliver an Omnitrope injection. Step 1. Take your fingertips and squeeze a patch of skin where you intend to deliver the medication. Take the syringe into your second hand and grip it just as if you were holding a pencil. If the area is sufficiently thick enough, insert the needle at a 90-degree angle. If the patch isn't quite thick enough, inject at a 45-degree angle. 2. After you've inserted the needle, move your first hand from your skin to the barrel of the syringe. Take the plunger with your second hand and draw back very slowly. If you draw blood, do not inject into the skin, because you have accidentally hit a blood vessel. Remove the needle, toss the dose, and start over with clean supplies. 3. Deliver the Omnitrope HGH injection by depressing the plunger slowly and completely. And 4. Draw the needle from the site as soon as the dose is delivered. If you are bleeding slightly after the injection, depress sterilized gauze or a bandage over the site for a few moments, or until the bleeding is stopped. Rubbing or massaging the area can lead to irritation and should be avoided. How to discard Omnitrope HGH? After the injection process is complete, and you've treated the injection wound if necessary, treat leftover needles and syringes as sharp biohazardous waste. Toss the used needles into a sharps container, and do not use HGH until you have an appropriate disposal device available to you. After the sharps container is full, all you have to do is deliver the box to a pharmacist or appropriate medical professional. This article was a production of the Conscious Evolution Institute and HGH.TV. We hope you found this article informative, and we encourage you to visit HGH.TV for more information on health, wellness, and hormone replacement therapy. Thank you very much.